Hi, my name is Eva Fernandez, and I wanted to welcome you to Career Hacks, Tips, Tricks, and Triumphs with Compassionate Consulting. Hope you enjoy.
This podcast is sponsored by
Venus Springs, Advocacy for Community Enrichment, LLC. We are a private practice that offers counseling and life coaching services for adults, teens, and kids. We also provide group counseling workshops and classes. To learn more about us, visit us at venusprings.org.
Hello and welcome to Career Hacks, Tips, Tricks, and Triumphs. My name is Eva Fernandez, and I wanted to welcome you to episode number 4, Job Fair Strategies for the College Student. Now, I know how absolutely competitive college is. Not only are you trying to make the best grades, make the best connections, but you're trying to get the absolute best job of your dreams. Now, it's hard out there, and there are a lot of people out there trying to get that first job. So I want to do everything I can to help you prepare by being strategic and by being organized about your future, specifically when it comes to job fairs. So, a couple of hints I have for you that I hope is going to make it a lot easier for you to be prepared and to hopefully win that job. Okay, so the way I work is I usually work with my clients looking at the before, the during, and the after. So before the job fair, there's a couple of things I want you to do. Number one, it's September. If you haven't already purchased a calendar, please do so. Usually the universities and the colleges that you go to actually have a school calendar, and that calendar has dates that are usually planned 6 months to a year in advance. And the nice thing about that is you'll be able to know when job fairs are coming up, when internship fairs, teacher fairs, all things are happening, and you'll be able to plan it. So if you haven't already done so, please go to your bookstore and buy one. If you already have a nice planner and you're happy with it, that's totally fine. What you can do is you can also get the same information if you look at the school website, or maybe even like the career services website, or if they have social media and they have like a Twitter or an Instagram or a Facebook or something, they put those dates on there. So it's really, really important that you look and you follow them and you keep up with them so you can make a really good first impression when you're going to these job fairs. So, still looking at the before, you find out the date of the event. You make sure that you don't have any conflicts. So, if you have class that day, if you have work that day, if you have something else happening important, I want you to really look and decide if there's a way that you can skip it. I normally don't advocate for skipping class, but when it comes to getting a job, if you plan ahead, it's going to work out. If you talk to your professor ahead of time and say, listen, I'm a senior, I'm about to graduate, there's a job fair coming up, can I take the test early? Can I do the homework assignment early? You know, you can probably do that if you look at the syllabus and find out what's going on that day. Now, if you're working at an internship or at your regular job, it might be a little trickier. But the advantage is you do have documentation to show your supervisor. And if you ask early enough, the chances are better for you to be able to get that time off. Can't guarantee it, but it is a better chance. So that's really important. So as you're looking periodically on the website, you're going to start seeing different employers that are going to commit to going to that job fair. So I want you to research those companies. Research companies that you think that you may want to work with. Sometimes on the career services website, they even have things like what majors they're hiring, what GPA they're looking at. So some of those things are really, really helpful. Sometimes they don't have a whole lot on the company, but I still want you to research it. It doesn't take a whole lot of time, and sometimes they even have a hyperlink so you can just click on and read a little bit about them. If it's something that you're not interested, just pass them by. Because these job fairs that are happening might have 50 to 100 employers. So that is ample time for you to prepare your elevator pitch, your handshake, really just selling yourself. Because although it can be intimidating, anybody can master this skill. And the best way to sell yourself is to be prepared and to have all the tools. So what I want you to do is I want you to look at your resume, and I want to make sure that everything on there is up to date. If you look at it and you don't see anything wrong, pass it to a friend. Even take it to career services, who might even be able to look at it for you for free. Just make sure everything is on there. Once it's totally ready, then have plenty of copies, 20 copies, 50 copies, whatever you think you're going to need, have it, and some. There's nothing worse than going to a job fair, meeting an employer, and say, oh my gosh, I just gave my last resume out. That's the worst. So you don't want to do that. Once your resume is ready, then you want to look at your LinkedIn. Now, if you don't already have a LinkedIn, I strongly, strongly advise you to get a LinkedIn, to get it set up, and I want it to be picture perfect ready. Because whether or not you know this or whether or not you believe this, employers are going to look you up on LinkedIn. Recruiters are going to look you up on LinkedIn. So take advantage of that knowledge and get it up to date. Have a nice picture of yourself and you only. Sometimes people make the mistake and think it's like a Facebook, and they put a picture of you and their boyfriend, or a picture of you in your wedding dress or something. No, it has to be a professional picture of you, really just of your face. Nice and clear and professional. It's very, very important to have that. It's very important to have a thorough LinkedIn. So make sure you have all the jobs on there. If you're currently doing an internship, and I look at your LinkedIn and the last job or information you have on there is something that happened 3 years ago, then I know your LinkedIn isn't up to date. You want to make sure you have it on there. You want to make sure, because that's selling yourself. You don't want to miss out on opportunities because you didn't think ahead of time, right? So if you can get endorsements, if you can get recommendations from people you've worked with, that's even better. Talk to your college professors, see if you can connect with them. Talk to other employers, see if you can connect with them. There are groups you can join on LinkedIn. There's tons of things. I know it's not as fun as some other social media, and I hear that all the time. Eva, it's just not fun. I hate LinkedIn. I don't really like it. Well, LinkedIn's going to become your best friend when you're looking for a job. It's really, really important. You can start researching companies on your LinkedIn. You can start following companies on your LinkedIn. And believe me, they're going to look at yours as well. So it's really, really important to have it spot on. Really important. Now, besides having your resume ready, your copies ready, your LinkedIn ready, you know, have a little elevator pitch. How can you describe yourself in 30 seconds? How can you tell you're looking for a job and you got this degree or blah, 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 blah? How can you do it in 30 to 60 seconds? It's really important. You don't want to fumble or mumble or not speak clearly when you're meeting with these recruiters. Because what's going to happen is you might only have a minute to talk to this person. Because when you're going to that employer to talk to them, there are people behind you waiting for you to finish saying what you're going to say so they can talk to that recruiter. So it can be a little intimidating having 10 people behind you when you're trying to talk to a recruiter. But it's not something that you can't handle. It's not something that you can't prepare for. Practice, practice, practice. Practice saying it out loud. That's really, really going to help you. Work on your handshake. I used to tell my college students, if you give me a princess handshake, I will not hire you. End of story. If you give me a princess handshake, and you don't even give me eye contact during an interview, or you don't ask me any questions, I'm not hiring you. So work on your handshake. Make sure you look the employer in the eye. Make sure you stretch your arm out and give a nice assertive handshake. You don't want to hurt their hand, because sometimes people will like grip on your hand and you're like, oh my God, my hand is killing me. You're hurting me. You don't want to be rough, but you want to show confidence. And confidence is so important. I don't care if you have a 4.0, you're in all of these organizations, you have great recommendations, all these things. If you go into a job fair and you don't have confidence and you just pass your resume out, you might be passed up. Now I tell you this because some job fairs actually have on-site interviews. So there might be an employer that you like and you go up to that employer and you all of a sudden are feeling uncomfortable, maybe you're not feeling as confident as you normally would, that could hurt you. So what I recommend, and this is personally what I used to do before I went to a job fair and I knew that I needed to get a job and I wanted to get a job, I was graduating, I would go and meet some other people first, some other companies first, just as practice that I wasn't as interested in, you know, and say, hi, I'm Eva. I am graduating with my master's degree in social work, and I'm so interested in your company, or something like that, you know, and practice that handshake, practice my voice tone, my eye contact, practice all of those things. Because the last thing you want to do is mess up in front of the employer that you're really, really interested in. You know, get practice talking to other people. Remember, an interview is a conversation between two people. So when you're there talking to an employer, you're only going to have a limited amount of time, especially if it's not an on-site interview. You're only going to have a little bit of time with them, but make the most of it. And also keep in mind, there might be 15 people behind you, so you don't want to talk too long, but you want to be as composed and articulate as you can during the time that you do have with the employer. Okay, so we talked a little bit about the before, the preparation for the job fair. We talked a little bit about the during the job fair, what things you need to do during the job fair. But what about after the job fair? That is so important. The follow-up is absolute key. What you want to do when you get back home and you get to your desk, you want to look at all those business cards. Number one, you want to try to connect with all of them on LinkedIn. Number two, you want to send thank you emails to the people that you spoke to. You want to thank them for their time, thank them for coming to your campus, remind them a little bit about you. And you can even send an attachment of your resume if you'd like. Now, if you went to a table for a company and they weren't there anymore, or you weren't able to actually speak to them, you can tell them that in the email. You can say, I went to your table. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to speak with you, but I did want to leave you with my resume, and I did want to let you know how interested I am in the position. That's really going to help, because follow-up is absolute key. So I hope the information was helpful to you. I hope the next time you go to a job fair, you're feeling prepared and you're feeling strategic and you're feeling very organized and absolutely ready to sell yourself to an employer. So good luck to you. Again, if there's anything I can do to help you with your career, please let me know. Have a great week, and we'll chat next week. Bye-bye.